I just mentioned this, and I feel terrible about it. I feel terrible about mentioning this. I feel just awful. But Groundhog Day, of course, came last week, right? And Quebec has a groundhog. Quebec has Fred Le Marmot. It's a marmot, which is a groundhog, basically. The province's famous furry oracle in Quebec. Unfortunately, he didn't show up for Valentine's, or excuse me, for, it says, got that, Val d'Espoir Quebec, not Valentine's. Didn't show up for Groundhog Day on Thursday because he was dead. What does that tell us is coming? Yeah, the groundhog's dead. I announce to you the death of Fred. Fabulous Freddy. Yeah. Freddy is deady. Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, sorry about that, Quebec. It means it's Greta Thunberg's, you know, prophecy. We all die. Anyhow, will Michigan be the year that? Will this year be the year that they stop cutting off water to the can't afford water bills, and develop a framework for charging based on a customer's ability to pay? Well, that's what advocates want. If you can't buy water, you have to get it for free. The earliest piece of legislation signed into law since 1947 contained $25 million to develop a water shutoff prevention fund at the state treasury. Money is not enough to solve the thorny issue of unpaid water bills, but affordability advocates say it's a step in the right direction. Dispersal of the $25 million yet to be formalized, but utilities are expecting it to be used toward reimbursement for servicing households with delinquent accounts. That puts it in the realm of assistance programs. It's a welfare program, is what it is. Water shutoff prevention advocates see it as a sign of legislative intent. I see it as a welfare program. It's just a question of whether you're okay with it. Jeremy Orr, a law professor at Michigan State who specializes in environmental justice, says $25 million is not enough, but it's a start. We want to get to a place where you no longer need an assistance program. Momentum has been building in Michigan toward widespread adoption of affordable rate structures, which seem to be out of reach when the state, until 2020, when the state forced utilities to restore water service at homes with delinquent accounts at the onset of the COVID pandemic, and then make grants available for utilities to assess affordable rate structures. Attempts to resume normal billing and shutoffs in some Michigan cities have been met with protest and backpedaling. In Saginaw, for example, public backlash led to the city resuming its moratorium in July of 2021. Much of this comes from M Live. Of course, they're endorsing it. They're cheering for it because they're not news neutral. They should be, but they're not. President of People of We the People of Detroit says, I definitely think the time is right. We believe that being able to help Detroit move closer to addressing its own water affordability issue will actually help us advance it for the entire state. In November, Maryland-based nonprofit Moonshot Missions released an analysis done in partnership with We the People of Detroit and examined the feasibility of water affordability in six cities around Michigan. The report concluded that such programs could reduce the rates to qualified households in Grand Rapids, Flint, East Lansing, Benton Harbor, Houghton, and Ishpeming without causing financial hardship on the utility or other customers. Yeah, of course not. It's all free all the time. Nobody ever has to pay for anything. Yeah. Solutions include prohibiting utilities from cutting off service to economically vulnerable households, for giving bills in arrearage and launching income-based billing. It's not just an urban black and brown kind of issue. It really is something that's across the state of Michigan, said Jen Reed, lead report author and director of the University of Michigan Water Center. We need to come up with a statewide solution. Utilities have also noticed an affordability groundswell. Yeah. Don't worry. They'll get to you, too. It's all free, all the time. A new PFAS site being confirmed in a new report. Michigan's PFAS Action Response Team created after a special on this program back in 2017. Michigan's PFAS Action Response Team. Yeah, it happened because something we did right here on the Steve Gruber Show back in October of 2017. Cinema is the current owner of the property, and the elevated levels were detected by their environmental testing before buying the property. Samples from 18 groundwater wells indicated 3 tested above state levels for PFAS, and state officials still working to determine if any residential wells should be tested. It's all in Muskegon. It was a former pesticide manufacturing site just outside of Muskegon. So you have that happening as well. Okay, so tonight, 7:30, join me live. And you can go to my Twitter account, right? And you can figure out, I've been invited into this secret world of backrooms at Twitter. I didn't even know this existed. I'll just be honest with you. I didn't even know this existed. Now I know. It's been seen by 21,000 people invited. I don't know how many people will be there. Maybe it'll just be you and me. Who knows? But it'll be a conversation beginning at 7:30 tonight. Anything's free game. Ask a question. I will answer it. I don't care. Love me, hate me, I don't care. I'll field it. I'm going to put on the big boy ball glove, and I'll field whatever you swing and hit at me, all right? Deal. Go to Twitter. Find at Steve Gruber Show, which is my handle. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You'll find it pinned to the top. And then tonight at 7:30, before the State of the Union address, I'll be getting together with some great folks. Some great folks that have put this together on my behalf. They have, and I greatly appreciate it. They put this together on my behalf. And I couldn't be happier. They've really done. Mike Engelman is one. You can find him at Real Hickory. And some others involved as well. But don't miss that conversation tonight at 7:30. All right, then. I'll take a quick break and be back with some final thoughts after this.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. Or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa. Ask somebody else to bring us the mail or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.